But what are you doing now? You're at the Royal Box?
I'm at the Royal Box. Have another little time to spend there. Then I go to Las Vegas, to Frontier.
Ah, it's a sweet world, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, and you do with The Tonight Show and Merv Griffin. You know, it's interesting how a lot of people start. George started out kind of, I don't know, here you're a success, and, you know, I'm still struggling. And we both started out as disc jockeys.
Right. And, did you start in Top 40 radio as well?
I was a little bit before Top 40, George. I'm afraid I was back in the good old days.
It was the Top 40 with the big sounds, the big chart, the big tune, and the big teen sounds.
Oh, really? You were that far along?
I was that for a whole week. I was that guy. With the big sounds, the big chart, and stick around, we'll give away another $1.15 next hour, kids. Yes, sir.
Well, no, I must have missed something. I was back in the old days, you know, where we used to have breakfast clubs and things like that.
We were talking about the live organ,
and I remember the theme song used to be When the Red, Red Robin Came Bob, Bob, Bobbing Along, and that was certainly before Top 40.
Well, that was one of the big sounds in the charts. It was moving up from 85 to 83 this week. Yes.
But you're also doing some writing, aren't you?
Well, I write for myself. I did a few article-type things, but I'm not writing material for anyone.
But you do most of your own material.
All of it, yeah. That's the only way I like to make things from my own head.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hi, this is John Biney. You're listening to TV Confidential. Well, let's hear it for him. Come on out here.
George Carlin, he passed away on June 22nd, 2008.
Wonderful wino.
Wonderful wino.
In Western Walla Walla.
And he did have a little background in broadcasting as well, and mm-hmm. he took that into his comedy. He partnered with Jack Burns,
mm-hmm.
who later would partner with
Avery Shriver.
And then they eventually, you know, amicably went in different directions. George Carlin started out very clean cut, very straight laced,
mm-hmm.
and he started getting into his 30s and found out that his opinions were much more linked to the younger generation.
Al Sleep, the hippy dippy weatherman.
Yes, he was doing that before.
With
he,
your hippy
he
dippy
like
weather,
a, yeah.
With your hippy dippy weather, man.
Tonight's forecast is dark. But we, he is. I've gotten to meet his daughter, who actually did show up to Story Salon, mm-hmm. and has become a Facebook friend of mine. But we have, a personal connection. As to the legacy of George Carlin, I never had the pleasure of meeting him myself, but Donna and I were in Chicago. I was visiting my brother who had his time with his kids,
mm-hmm.
and my nephew took a picture of us with the Bob Newhart statue that TV Land mm-hmm. Erected there. So we're on the couch with Bob Newhart, and we're giving him the camera, and he's taking a few pictures of us, and it's silly photos. But then my nephew at the time, 17, said, well, so who's the guy in the statue? And we had to explain who Bob Newhart was. Which, understandable, he's 17.
Right.
And we explained he's from Chicago, and he had a show, and he was set in Chicago. And we were talking about comedians, and he was a big fan of Stephen Colbert.
Mm-hmm.
And the mock news and all that. And he said, well, you know, where do you think that comes from? And, of course, his thinking was Saturday Night Live with Weekend Update. He said, well, before Saturday Night Live mocked the news, you know, George Carlin. And so, well, who's that guy? And we were going through a whole meal, going everything from the controversy with the broadcast of the seven words you can't say on television.
Mm-hmm.
It was broadcast on WBAI radio, and the fact that this now has become an industry standard that we still use today. Those seven words, which I cannot say, even in this content, but that has set a standard as to what.
Well, especially now in this content.
I guess we're on KWTJ.
I know now.
Now that we have gone terrestrial,
yeah.
I imagine there could be some legal disclaimer where you could say these are the words you can't say
right.
in that particular context. But I don't want to risk that.
No,
I mean, but that was a whole thing, and we were discussing that whole history.
I like being on KWTJ.
Yeah, so. And watch, we get all the emails. Sure, you could say it. It is in a historical context. Yeah. So if we were on NPR, we could probably say it and then get fired after the fact.
Yes.
But we talked in length about that, and then we went back to the hotel. First thing the following morning was the news broke that George Carlin, after spending a good hunk of time, so, I mean, first order of business, went to a Borders nearby in Chicago. By the time this airs, there probably won't be any left, so yes, I guess I could say that safely.
Yeah.
And they had already set up a George Carlin display, so I got him Class Clown and some of the later ones, and he and my brother went through those CDs and analyzed. My brother explained some of the jokes that were a little bit more time-sensitive, and they went out and bought more, and he became a devoted fan, and he has been corresponding through Facebook with George Carlin's daughter, you know, sending, you know, articles and comments and all that stuff. So it is, I guess, in some small part, you know, we are going to keep that legacy alive.
Absolutely.
I will say that when he died, there, and I put this on my blog, and I hope I can do myself justice, you know, oftentimes when you have somebody who was such an important voice to several generations, you know, why did they have to go? Because they still had there was so much still to be said. And at the point that he died, we were in an election cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, it would have been great if he could have been around to see the first black president elected.
Yes.
And what he would have said, his reflections, even though he was getting a little older, a little crankier at this point. But, you know, it's one of those things where I feel that we have to embrace our own inner Carlin.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to basically find, you know, basically fine-tune our BS detectors, not accept things necessarily because they're in print or they're over the airwaves, and have the proper perspective and sense of humor about all things that are happening around us. But, so, you know, I think every generation is going to keep the spirit of what he stood for and what he was about. We just see him through Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert, and whoever is at the helm of Weekend Update, and whoever is going to take what is presented as truth and fact and kind of give us that comedic reality check.
As well as through his own albums, many of which are available on CD or DVD, as well
and all of his HBO specials.
Right, all of his HBO specials. And he wrote quite a few books.
And Brain Droppings, Napalm and Silly Putty, When Will Jesus Bring the Pork Chops?
Yeah.
So I don't think we would have a Bill Maher also without...
Absolutely.
And so all of these people there. So I think his legacy will live on, and hopefully people remember the origin, the inspiration for all these great comedians that we have now who they're taking their work from.
One of my favorite routines is 2-minute warning.
Ah, yes. Ooh.
Which we cannot say the punchline on the air, but basically, in his own inimitable way, Carlin says, he's talking about death. He says, wouldn't it be great if we had like a 2-minute warning, and it's just if, you know, the voice of God or whatever would come from, you know, say, okay, 2 minutes, get your act together, but it doesn't happen that way.
Well, fortunately, there's an incredible body of work, and hopefully intelligent people will always have a place to put his stuff.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or @TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.